Everybody, Andy here again. Well, this is one of those stories that sort of involves lots of little coincidences, and it's about a particular topic that might be quite a surprise for anyone who knows my sort of musical tastes. Does anybody out there know the name of Matt Monroe? Quite possibly you don't, because he was a singer who died in 1985, and he was one of those sort of crooner type singers. He sang the theme tune to Born Free, for example. So you could, that's sort of 60s and 70s, or certainly the 60s were his heyday. And he was actually very well thought of. He was a big international star. He was one of Frank Sinatra's favourite singers. When Frank Sinatra was asked to sort of name his famous favourite singers, Matt Monroe was one of the first people that he came up with. You know, he was that impressed with him, and I know that they were friends as well. Why am I talking about this? Well, I can remember sort of going back years and years ago that my mother and father were fans of Matt Monroe. But over the past couple of years, I've had these sort of connections. It's one of those weird things that certain people keep cropping up in your life. Myself and a friend put on a charity show for a local hospice charity just over a year or so ago now. And it was that type of music. It was like the swing era, the Sinatra, the Matt Monroe type of songs. And that was one of the people that we wanted to get people to perform their particular songs. And it was that whole sort of feel of the sort of 50s, 60s songs for swinging lovers, or the Rat Pack and all that type of thing. But what we actually managed to do, I'm not sure how it happened, but Matt Monroe's son, Matt Monroe Jr., surprisingly enough, is now a professional singer. And he actually goes round doing a tribute act to his own father. He was never a singer himself. He used to be a golf professional, he was telling me, but he got up one day at the event with a Radio 2 DJ. I said, why don't you give it a karaoke thing? Why don't you have a go at singing? He had a go at it, and the DJ said, yeah, you're quite good at this, you know, so he carried on. And I got talking to him that particular day. He was telling me all these stories about his father and how amazingly successful he was. He would go over, for example, to the Philippines or somewhere like that in the Far East, and he'd be playing to a crowd of 20,000 people. And to the extent that when he got to the airport, he was picked up by, you know, like in a cavalcade of cars or something, and he'd be on the top table with the king and queen of Thailand or whoever it might be, the Philippines or something, probably the Marcoses. He was that important a star. And even today, Matt Monroe Jr. still has that same effect. He said he was over there prior to the gig that we did. He was playing to sort of thousands and thousands of people, and then he came back to England and was playing in sort of a small hall to sort of 400 or 500 people. But what also happened, myself and the friend, we got a local musician involved with the particular gig that we did. And it turned out that his first ever gig was actually in Matt Monroe Sr., his backing band. And he was actually out there in Indonesia, sitting on this top table being introduced to the king and queen of Indonesia or Thailand or whatever it was at the time. So there's that connection. But the other day I was sitting in the pub with my friend, Clive, who I mentioned, who's a fellow DJ, and we were talking about Matt Monroe because my friend had just interviewed his daughter, Matt Monroe's daughter, who had just had a book. She'd been writing this book all about the memories of her father, like a biography, which I don't think anyone had really done up until that time. And she was doing a book tour. He got to meet her and was relaying all these stories about her. And it's amazing that, you know, I've met the son, he's met the daughter of this particular person who a mutual friend used to play the keyboards for all those years ago. And strangely enough, we finished our conversation, we were sitting there having a bit, and there was an older guy sitting across from us on a different table. And as he got up to leave, he came over and sort of started speaking. He said, I heard you talking about Matt Monroe. And I said, what? He was listening into our conversation, but I suppose you can't help but earwig. The reason, that's an English expression, by the way, the reason he was listening to us is because years and years ago, before Matt Monroe was famous, he was a bus driver in London. And this particular gentleman used to travel on Matt Monroe's bus to and from school. And he remembers him from those days, because obviously he then became the person who did good. And how did he do good? By being in the studio with George Martin, doing tributes to sort of silly songs in the vein of... he's supposed to be caricaturing Frank Sinatra, I believe, for Peter Sellers and that. So one of those weird little stories. I just thought I'd relay that. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.